This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's that time of week again. Alan Ellis here for the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. We talk about things that you want to talk about. No guests this morning, just you and I having a conversation. It worked out really well last week. Everybody was very cooperative. We're in the final week approaching the big holiday of the new year, Independence Day. Day we celebrate the Declaration of Independence when we announced our independence from Great Britain. And it's a very interesting juxtaposition here where on June 23rd, Great Britain announced its independence or declared its independence or voted for its independence from the European Union. So it's a pretty big deal around the world. As was our little Declaration of Independence turned out to be. So we hope that you will join us this morning, and you will talk about anything you want to talk about. You want to talk about guns? We'll talk about guns, and we probably will. We probably will. We want to talk about fishing? Well, that's fine, too. Crabbing, also well, fine. Any kind of hunting you'd like to talk about, we can do that. Wildlife, any bears roaming in your neighborhood, or any little fawns you might happen to see out and about, any particularly unusual critters, we'll be more than glad to talk about any of that. So this past week has been spent putting the final touches on the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. We're finally at a point where we're preparing it to go to the printers. Anybody that might have any crab pictures that wants to send them in, eating crabs, catching crabs, that's all good. We particularly like kids eating crabs, you know, that type of thing, or catching crabs. But it's you can do that simply by emailing me at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Welcome back, Papa John's. For a couple of weeks here, Papa John's Schillinger's, Papa John's Farm down there in Severn. They're back for a little bit of a stint, and Natural Resources Police are kicking off a weekend of what's called Operation Dry Water, illustrated by an overdue boater who triggered an extensive search overnight Sunday by federal, state, and local agencies was located and charged with drunken operation, said Maryland Natural Resources Police. The incident in Calvert County is a reminder of the dangers of driving a boat under the influence of alcohol or drugs as officers gear up for Operation Dry Water Enforcement Campaign this weekend. Jonathan Mark Wagner, 26-year-old man of Lusby, left the Navy Recreation Center on the Patuxent River midday on Saturday, told family he wanted to make sure his 19-foot boat was in good running order. He had not returned that night. Family went to the launching ramp and found his vehicle and the boat trailer still parked. Natural Resource Police patrol boats, Coast Guard, Calvert County and Charles County Volunteer, first responders, and Maryland State Police Helicopter Trooper 7 were activated to assist in the search. A lot of resources there, isn't there? Imagine the expense and the overtime and the effort, the human effort involved. About 2:30 a.m., and officers located the vessel returning to the boat ramp from a restaurant on St. Leonard's Creek, and they noticed that Wagner had difficulty docking the boat. Subsequently, he failed a field sobriety test and was arrested and taken to the local state police barrack for a breathalyzer test. He registered a 0.09 blood alcohol content above the legal limit. He was charged on three counts of operating a boat while impaired and with negligent operation, and required to appear in Calvert District Court at a later date. Beginning yesterday, the Natural Resources Police, the NRP, the Coast Guard, other maritime law enforcement agencies will participate in Operation Dry Water. Operation Dry Water. This is a nationwide crackdown on alcohol and drug-impaired boaters. From Deep Creek Lake and the Patuxent River to the Chesapeake Bay and the Atlantic Ocean, officers will conduct saturation patrols looking for boaters whose blood alcohol content exceeds the state limit. The goal of the three-day campaign that combines messages about the dangers of boating under the influence and increased police presence on the water aims to drastically reduce the number of accidents and deaths due to impaired boating. According to Maryland Natural Resources Superintendent Colonel Robert K. Ken Ziegler, Jr., keeping the public safe is our number one priority. Alcohol and drugs can turn a safe boater into a deadly menace. Maryland's participation in Operation Dry Water makes it clear that we have no tolerance for alcohol or drug-impaired boaters. During last year's campaign, officers arrested 9 people for impaired operation, issued 87 tickets for other boating violations, and conducted 727 vessel safety checks. Say that number again. Does that strike a chord with you like it does for me? Officers arrested 9 people. This massive law enforcement effort. I wonder how many they arrest on a normal day, on a normal weekend. In 3 days, they arrested 9 for impaired operating. They issued 87 tickets for other boating violations and conducted 727 vessel checks. Now, that sounds to me like Maryland boaters are starting to get the message. Their vessels are in order. They have the equipment that they have that they're supposed to have on board. Of 727 vessel safety checks, only 87 tickets were issued. That's 1 out of 10. I mean, that's a pretty fair number. But 9 people out of 727 vessel checks were impaired. Well, that's good. I would hope it would be less. But at least 9 boaters were made aware that they were endangering the rest of us. So is it a bad number? I don't know. It depends on how you look at it. The maximum penalty in Maryland for operating a vessel while impaired by alcohol is a $1,000 fine and a year in jail for the first offense. $1,000 fine, year in jail for the first offense. We'll take your phone calls here. Did I not give the number? 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you would like to weigh in on that, we would love to hear from you. 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680 is our toll-free number if you happen to have a landline and you're calling from outside the Baltimore area. You know, if you happen to have a phone in your home rather than your cell phone, we'll be more than glad to offer you a free toll-free call at 800-922-6680, 800-WCBM-680. So, let's talk to Mike in Finksburg, see what Mike's up to. Good morning, Mike.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you doing?
Okay, I'm doing very good. That problem I talked to you about on privately.
Yeah.
And that's all solved, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and I wanted to talk to you about, you did a goose hunt, I think it was snow geese.
Yeah.
And you were some strangers there, and one of them was my godson and his dad.
Really?
Mike and Dylan.
Yeah, I remember those guys. Yeah, they were gonna come to our event up there in Westminster.
Yeah, that's my godson, the little boy.
Yeah.
Little boy. He's getting older now, but
yeah,
he's still my little boy.
How about that?
Yeah. So you met them, but they didn't know how to explain this. Who I was, you know.
Oh, well, they could have just said, Mike in Finksburg that calls your radio show. So I remember that. Yeah.
Did you know it was me?
No, I did not. I don't know that they explained it. I honestly don't know. We were distracted with a lot of geese in the area, yeah. Buddy. Sorry.
Yeah, I heard that you did pretty good that day.
We did. We did okay.
Okay, I just wanted to let you know that was my godson, the young kid, and that was his dad.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty
cool.
And
I hope you had a good time.
We had a good time. Yeah, do they hunt over there often?
I don't know, but, you know, my facilities, I don't really do that stuff.
Yeah.
I can't get out too much. But,
yeah, well, you know, that hunt was with Upper Bay Gun Club, one of our sponsors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Tom's Slavin and the gang, and we had a wonderful time, and we've established a great relationship with Tom. I think he has over a dozen farms on the Upper Shore, and we've been advertising it here, and our listeners have been calling, and I'm sure they're getting some good results. I haven't heard back from anybody that's called Tom and found out, you know, how they made out, but I'm getting emails just about every week about who this guy is and tell me about this farm. So, yeah, we had a great time with Tom.
They had a good time. They told me they had a good time, and they seen you and talked to you.
Yeah, they did.
Man, you should have told them you knew me.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they did, but they didn't know how to explain it, you know, because they didn't.
Yeah, maybe they did, Mike. I don't know. Yeah.
So you have a nice week, okay?
All right, buddy. Well, I'm glad you got that situation absolved.
Yeah, it's resolved.
Okay, buddy. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
You got it, Mike. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Am I going to let you in on it? No. Sorry. Not. Well, a couple of interesting things happened this week. A gun range in Texas, Houston, outside of Houston, offered a free gun class to folks in the LGBT community. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with that but may have heard that term bandied about, the LGBT community is an overall brand of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transsexual individuals in the wake of the horrific shooting in Orlando. People all across the country are interacting with the LGBT community, and the LGBT community is buying guns in overwhelming numbers, and they're buying modern sporting rifles in record numbers for self-defense, for home defense. So this range, the Shiloh shooting range in Northwest Harris County in Texas, offered a free course. And they were overwhelmed with their response. 300 calls. The first class of 60 people out of 62 showed up and actually took the course. That was a kind of a record-breaking size course for this this Shiloh shooting range. So people are interested in defending themselves. Unfortunately, it takes a tragic event sometimes to get people's eyes to be opened, but that's encouraging. It's encouraging to me that people are taking an interest in firearms. On the flip side, Hawaii has become the first state. The governor signed a bill making Hawaii the first United State to place its residents who own firearms on a federal criminal record database and monitor them for possible wrongdoing anywhere in the country. Anywhere in the country. The move by gun control proponents in the liberal state represents an effort to institute some limits on firearms in the face of a bitter national debate over guns that this week saw Democratic lawmakers stage a sit-in at the U.S. House of Representatives. They got to get everything in there. Anything that happened with guns, they got included in a gun article. This is by Alex Dobozinski's on Yahoo News. Hawaii Governor David Ige, a Democrat, on Thursday signed into law a bill to have police in the state enroll people into an FBI criminal monitoring service after they register their firearms, as already required, his office said in a statement. Federal Bureau of Investigation database called RAPBACK, R-A-P-B-A-C-K, will allow Hawaii police to be notified when a firearm owner from the state is arrested anywhere in the United States. Hawaii has become the first state to place firearms owners on the FBI's RAPBACK, which was now used to, until now, was used to monitor criminal activities by individuals under investigation or people in positions of trust, such as school teachers and daycare workers. So, the FBI has this RAPBACK program just sitting there in anticipation. They're using it. Did you hear what I said? Let me read that last paragraph again here, and I'll talk to Diana and Arbutus in just a second. I got your call there, Diana. Hang on. Hawaii has become the first U.S. state to place owners on the FBI's RAPBACK, which until now, was used to monitor criminal activities by individuals under investigation or people in positions of trust, such as school teachers and daycare workers. What does that mean? What does that mean? Ponder that for a minute. The FBI already has a program to monitor criminal activities of people under investigation. I'm thinking that the Orlando shooter was already under investigation. And people in positions of trust, such as school teachers and daycare workers. Did you know you were under a federal watchdog, the federal eyeball by the FBI? If you're a teacher, a daycare worker, that's very interesting to me. Think about that. Give us a call, 410-922-6680. Let's talk to Diana on Arbutus. Good morning, Diana. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, and you?
I'm good. What's up?
Well, I was thinking when the show first came on, you were talking about the Declaration.
Yeah, Declaration of Independence. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I have a sign in the family.
You have a what?
A sign of the Declaration.
In the family?
In the family.
Okay.
On my mom's side, Lyman Hall.
Lyman Hall. Wow.
Yes, I was doing my roots. Yeah, I got him in the family.
That's pretty good.
And my late cousin and me, we went up to Philadelphia, and I saw exactly where he sat at.
Isn't that great?
And I told the man, and he said, "We never knew." I said, "Oh, yes, that's what I've heard," and everything. Yeah. Yeah. And we got him, and also we'll talk about crafts. Did I ever tell you guys had a... about my father, how he used to do crabs?
No.
My late father, he would get crabs, and he would take the shell off the crab. He would have that. He would have a piece of butter bread, and he would have a beer or a soda. He said, "That's your meal. You don't need nothing else. You don't need nothing else."
What, crabs, beer, and bread?
Yeah, you have a thing of bread.
Yeah.
Butter bread.
Yeah.
And Dad would have some beer or soda. And then he'd take the crab, you know, the back fin,
yeah,
and he said, "That's your meal. Did that and the bread and beer, that's your meal. You don't need nothing else."
Well, yeah, exactly. Works for me.
My father always said, "That's your meal. You get so full of the crabs and the bread and everything, you wouldn't need nothing else."
Good one. Very good.
Yeah, that's what my father, it's true.
Well, right, I believe you. I have no reason to doubt you, Diana.
Yeah, that's what my dad used to do.
That's what you said, yeah. Well, good. Yeah. Well, listen, thanks for the call.
Well, thanks for talking to you, too.
All right.
Have a nice day.
You got it. You, too. Bye-bye. Let's see here. Hey, you know, speaking of the 4th, you can get your tomatoes and your corn and your watermelon from Papa John's. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Papa John's Farm. Corn and tomatoes and watermelon and anything else you need. Summer is the time for picnics and family get-togethers and camping trips and corn on the cob and steamed crabs and fresh tomatoes. Well, they don't sell the crabs, of course, but you need everything to go with them. I mean, for me personally, I get it that a piece of butter bread and some crabs is good, but I like a little corn. I like a few tomatoes, you know. Nice little fresh addition to all that spicy crabs. Summer is for cold, juicy watermelons also. Hey, the Schillinger family at Papa John's Farm, when they get crabs, they like to steam them in the pot. Of course, they put the seasoning on top of the crabs, and then on top of the pot, they add a layer of corn, corn on the cob, and they season that with the crab seasoning, and they steam it all together. Now, that's a meal. Hot corn, crab spice on it, lots of butter. Oh, my gosh. Am I making you hungry? I hope so. If you enjoy your time outdoors with great-tasting food, head to Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn, Maryland, at their enormous produce barn. They have their own tasty, super sweet corn. And you'll see it out there in the field. And homegrown tomatoes, you'll see them out there in the field, picked fresh. There's squash, zucchini, peppers, onions, green beans, cucumbers, mouthwatering cantaloupes, and sweet, sweet, sweet watermelons, too. Papa John's Farm is located off I-97 at Exit 12. The GPS address is 8065 New Cut Road in Severn. You just call 410-969-8810. Papa John's Farm is open every day, Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7, Sunday 9 to 6. Remember, why don't you phone ahead for big orders of corn for your family reunions and your church picnics and your get-togethers. That's right, 410-969-8810. Schillinger, Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you. Time to book your dove hunt with Upper Bay Gun Club. Hunt over sunflowers on great farms loaded with doves. Dove Hunt runs $150 per person and includes lunch. Hurry, the early dates are filling up fast and space is limited. Hunt deer, waterfowl, and turkeys on private farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership like I did, or call about guided day hunts or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for the best hunting of your life. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Former presidential advisor and political ace Dick Morris will join us on the next Tom Maher Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Mm-hmm. we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down the river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we seen their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept them coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once
Let's hear
more
that last
and they
verse.
Began to run it down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
One more.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Keep them coming.
We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns.
That's my favorite verse. I had to put that one second. All right, gotta go. 410 WCBM, 410-922-6680. I want to get you a little patriotic spirit there. Reaching across the pond to our British friends. I think that's a true story. Yeah, they powdered his behind, and when they let that cannon off, the poor gator lost his mind. So anyway, I was talking about Hawaii. Hawaii has signed up its entire citizenry. Firearms owners. Now, if you own a gun in Hawaii, you're going to be put on the FBI Wrap Back program, which is used to monitor criminal activities by individuals under investigation or people in positions of trust, such as school teachers and daycare workers. Thank God I'm not a citizen of Hawaii. And if you commit a crime with your firearm, just in case, maybe, perhaps, someone leaves Hawaii with a firearm and commits a crime somewhere else, well, guess what? You're on the database. And they're going to report you back to your home state. However, the law could affect gun owners outside Hawaii because the state requires visitors carrying guns to register. So, if you decide that you want to go to Hawaii and hunt, I think they have axis deer there. Or if you want to hunt wild boar, like a friend of mine did a couple years ago, and you fly your gun into Hawaii, guess what? As a hunter, as a legal resident of another state, you fly to Hawaii with your firearm, you, having done nothing wrong and abided by all the rules, because you brought your firearm into Hawaii. Maybe it's a 270, or maybe it's a 243, or maybe it's, who knows? Maybe it's a very expensive long-range, you know, $3,000 rifle with a $2,000 scope on it. And all you want to do is shoot an axis deer in Hawaii because that's something that you wanted to do. You wanted to travel there and hunt. Now you're on an FBI database? Hawaii State Senator Will Espero, a Democrat and a co-author of the law, who owns a gun, calls the law common sense legislation that does not hurt anyone. Really? Really? The law takes effect immediately. It allows police in Hawaii to evaluate whether a firearm owner should continue to possess a gun after being arrested. The bill doesn't even say your gun will automatically be taken away. It just means local police will be notified. Governor Ige's office said he also signed into law two other firearms bills. One makes convictions for stalking and sexual assault among the criminal offenses, disqualifying a person for gun ownership. The other requires firearms owners to surrender their weapons if diagnosed with a mental, behavioral, or emotional disorder. What does that mean? Hey, Bob, how you doing? Hey, Doc, I'm doing all right. Lost my job. Things are a little tough. Just not dealing with the fact that I've been working the same place for 20 years, and I don't have a job. I don't know exactly what I'm going to do, and I'm just a little, you know, I'm very distraught. I find myself just walking around the house and can't sleep at night. Had a panic attack the other night, you know. Food's not tasting good. Noises, you know, a sudden loud noise will just really set me off. And, you know, I can't listen to the radio. Gee, Bob, it sounds like you're a little depression there. Well, yeah, maybe, Doc. I mean, I've felt this way, you know, on and off. But it was working. Everything was, you know, was good. I was able to, I'll tell you what, Bob, why don't we give you a little low dose of antidepressant here, and you know, it just kind of smooths things out, takes the edge off. Really, Doc, that'd be great. I really appreciate that. There you go, Bob. There's your prescription. Bang! You've just been diagnosed with an emotional disorder, or maybe a mental disorder, maybe a behavioral disorder. Guess what? Can't own a gun anymore. This is where we're going in this country, folks. This is where we're going. Social Security Administration is involved in gun legislation. If you're judged mentally incapable of handling your own affairs anymore, guess what? Your guns are gone. What do you think of that? Did you know that? Okay, need to pay a little bit of attention, don't we? 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. How about a couple of comments on this new Hawaii law? You know, you used to be able to talk about guns on this show and the phones would light up. You know that, Brian? You know that? It's been a long time. We have people who are so numb to all this stuff that they don't even comment on it anymore. They become so used to it. They become so used to our rights being trampled in this country. Where's the Second Amendment in this Hawaii law? The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Don't forget that part. This sure looks like an infringement to me. Put on an FBI database. Let me repeat that. Hawaii's become the first U.S. state to place firearm owners on the FBI's rap back, which until now was used to monitor criminal activities by individuals under investigation or people in positions of trust, such as school teachers and daycare workers. Why are our school teachers and daycare workers being monitored for criminal activities by the FBI on their Rap Back program? Philip in Delaware, talk to me.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir.
I worked for a construction company. We worked at a elementary school.
Right.
We were told, that was our, you know, safety box meeting that morning when we got started. If you, because of the young age of some of the teachers nowadays, especially in elementary schools, if you were looking at one of the teachers longer than 15 seconds, that it was considered stalking. Now, being a heterosexual male and kind of fond of the female version of the sex, you know, it could get rather interesting that you know, you look, wow, boy, she's really pretty. And the next thing you know, you're being charged with stalking And my mom had a fella that she was taking care of. She had to get rid of my dad's guns. Well, you know, my dad had passed. She had to get rid of my dad's guns because this gentleman was in the house. He was deemed incapable of handling his own affairs. And it's already there.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm telling you. People don't understand. People don't realize how invasive this government has become when it comes to firearms under this administration.
Well, not only this administration, but here in Delaware. I heard on the news, never heard anything about it until they said, well, Governor Markell just signed into law. We've got a waiting period now for 25 days to get a fire, or, you know, for the background checks.
25 days.
We used to be, if after 5 days, if nobody contacted the firearms dealer, you come and got your
gun. Come and got your gun, yeah.
And now it's 25 days.
It's amazing.
Unless they've heard back.
Now this is on regulated firearms, or this is on handguns, or what is this on?
That I haven't had a chance.
Yeah, you got to dig into that and let me know on that. That's probably regulated firearms, like we have here in Maryland, which are deemed, and I hate this term, assault rifles. There is no such thing as an assault rifle. There are modern sporting firearms which are semi-automatic. Semi-automatic does not mean that, you know, it's a machine gun. You know, my 1187 is a semi-automatic.
Yeah.
All right, buddy, got to move along. Lives are loaded. Thanks, Philip. Bye-bye. There he goes. Mark in Towson, good morning.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, the solution with Hawaii is simple.
Don't go there.
Don't buy their products either.
Yeah, let me see. That would be pineapples.
Yeah, and you know the Dole company did nothing to me. But
no, they did not.
I hate to punish them. On the other hand,
right.
This is not a privilege. It's a right.
It is a right.
Conveyed
absolutely
upon
right.
me by God when I was conceived, not by the government.
That's correct. That is absolutely correct, and that's the way to boil it down right there. This is a right, the right to protect myself. Exactly right, Mark.
It just never ends.
No, it never
does. When will the fight end?
When will it end?
When I'm gone.
Yeah, exactly.
But you have to be vigilant.
You do.
What really matters is that gun owners have to be registered to vote, and they have to vote.
Exactly right, Mark. Not only gun owners, but hunters as well. You just keyed me on something. There are Second Amendment people out there who have little regard for hunters. They disregard us as being a part of the gun community because we're not activists. Okay, we're not verbal. We're not out there. We're not carrying signs. We're not, you know, attending rallies. But most, and I hope most hunters who are responsible are registered to vote and do vote. I hope. Okay.
I hope so. And you don't have to hunt with a gun.
No, no. You can, exactly right.
After the guns, bows.
Bows. Yep, exactly right. Oh, these crossbows are just like a gun. They hold them like a gun. They cock them. They're very powerful. I've heard of a crossbow equated to a 30-30 round. Give me a break. Okay? How about that? You know, they have a telescopic scope on them, and they're silent, and they're dangerous weapons, crossbows. Yes, they are. So, yeah, that's right. That's next. So, you're right, Mark.
Who was it? Was it? Oh, I can't remember. He said the cost of freedom is eternal vigilance.
Exactly right.
And it never ends.
Exactly right.
It never ends.
Yep. So
might have been Jefferson.
Might have been, but you know what? We're celebrating our independence, and we're out there eating crabs and corn on the cob and drinking beer and going boating, going having fun for a long weekend. But my God, what it took to win that independence.
And it's up to us to fight to keep it.
Correct. Thank you, Mark.
Have a good week.
You too, buddy. Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye. Here he goes. Bruce in Baltimore. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Say hallelujah, brother. I love what you're talking about. I agree with you 100%. You know, it's just, I'm going to get started. So, I'm not even a gun owner. I'm a conservative, and I support gun owners, and I support the NRA.
Well, let me ask you something, Bruce. Let me ask you something.
I'm listening.
Are you registered to vote?
Most definitely. Very active, very concerned. I agree with you. You got to get out there. You got to let your voice be heard. You have to vote. Your friends, associates, liberals, conservatives, whoever it is, let them know what you feel. Let them know what you feel.
When you look at that circus that took place on the floor of the House, U.S. House of Representatives the other night, and you listen to the words and you see the videos, I got to tell you, our Democratic elected officials were right in the mix. Saw Steny Hoyer in there. I saw a couple other ones in there that I'm familiar with. And these are the people that we elect here in Maryland to represent us.
I agree. It's like the high school kids. My goodness. I mean, I don't know what.
Let me tell you, Bruce. One last thing,
real quick. So, I think we should be concerned about behavior problems. Maybe there's some behavior problems with the Democrats. And the last thing is, I love that song by Johnny Horton, Battle of New Orleans, I believe.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work, buddy.
All right, man. Thanks. What I wanted to tell you, Bruce, when we talk about this stunt on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives the other night, these members of the House, many of them are up for re-election. All right? They want to vote. Listen to me. They want to vote on a gun bill. Win, lose, or draw, they don't care about the result. All they care about is the fact that their vote is registered, and they can come back to their constituency, and they can say, even though the bill was defeated, I voted for my constituents to keep you safe against these guns. And here's my vote on this bill. See, I voted. That's all it's about.
I agree.
Have a good day, buddy. Got to go. Thanks. Whoops. There we go. Claude, Fran, hang on. We got to take a break. I'm sorry to do that to you, but we got to take a short break here. I got to tell the folks about Clyde Sports Shop. Hey, you want a gun? Go to Clyde's. They'll walk you through the entire process, complicated as it could be, here in Maryland to get a handgun or to get a modern sporting rifle. But guess what? Clyde's will do it. They've got the stock. They've got the ammo. They've got the information. They've got the procedure. They've got it all down pat, and they'll take care of you. They do carry a large selection of firearms. Personally, I want to walk in and walk out with a firearm for personal protection. I want to walk in and buy a shotgun and a couple of packs of buckshot. And, you know, if you feel that you feel that you're better off with a handgun, you feel you're better off with a modern sporting rifle, you feel you're better off with something else, you go get that. But Clyde's is your source. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit 9. Why not give them a call at 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Clyde Sports Shop, firearms, firearms repair, ammunition, all the accessories, all the information and knowledge you need. Clyde Sports Shop. Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. Hey, Maryland's Upper Eastern Shore has a rich tradition for dove and waterfowl, deer and turkey hunting, and now you can hunt over a dozen Upper Shore farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership, like I did, and hunt all season long, or call about guided day hunts with Upper Bay Gun Club, or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Give Tom a call at 443-309-3788 for the best hunting of your life. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6, here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues.
Marty Robbins, huh? All right. You need to get a good Marty Robbins song like El Paso. Now there's a good Marty Robbins song. All right, let's talk to Claude in Baltimore, and then we'll talk to Fran. Good morning, Claude. How are you?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good. You?
I'll tell you a story about a gun. My buddy was a special police officer, my partner, actually, and he worked security, armed security, and he got locked up by the police because the state police goofed up and said, now, when you turn your permit in, they put it in as revoked, not surrendered. But he had three permits. So they got it all screwed up. He didn't have a permit until in the morning. So he stayed locked up for 15 hours at central booking.
Nice.
But they finally let him out without charges. And we're still trying to get my gun back as of today. It's down Baltimore City Evidence Control, and they have not released the gun.
Don't know what to say.
I mean, that doesn't make sense. You haven't been convicted of anything. The charges were dropped. The gun's not stolen.
Can't get it back. Hey, look. Hey, you live in Baltimore City, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know who your prosecutor is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see her record on prosecuting police officers, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 0 for 3, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah, she's doing great.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Claude.
Okay, buddy.
See you, man. See you. Bye-bye. There he goes. Fran, also in Baltimore City. How are you, dear?
Good morning. You know, I was in the kitchen doing something, but the topic that you started talking about, I said, now, where's the phone? You know, that certain topics push my buttons, you know.
Well, you've been through the process. You don't own a handgun, but you're certainly able to own one now.
I plan to.
Yeah, sure.
Got everything supposedly that I can. But my crossbow at first is where my heart is.
Right.
But anyway, here's what I'm thinking.
Don't know.
The people that are put on this nationwide list, I'm wondering, are they going to get the same treatment and benefit of the doubt and understanding as the guy in Orlando?
Yeah, he kind of skated on that one, didn't he?
But the gun shop owner said that he called the FBI,
yep,
and they didn't even come to his shop to question him. Now, it's my understanding that all gun shops have surveillance cameras. Had they gone to the gun shop,
they did,
they would have seen him, recognized him and probably could maybe have stopped him again.
That's possible. Okay. Yes, that's
but
possible.
He said that they didn't even come there to question him at
right.
that time.
Right.
Now, my thing is this. What I'm asking is, and they don't know where the wife is. Oh, she doesn't. They don't know where she is.
Yeah, that. Thank you, Attorney General Loretta Lynch. You're doing such a great job there.
What was the comment? We need to solve this problem with love and
yeah.
understanding. Yeah. Okay. Now, what my question is this to the American people. Don't you recognize a stand-down order when you see one?
There you go.
Everybody think about that.
Yeah.
Have a good 4th of July.
You too. Thank you, dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Next hour. I want you to think about this question, and I'm gonna read a little bit. It was an article yesterday in the Outdoor Wire, and if you're in the outdoor community and you don't subscribe to the Outdoor Wire, it comes every weekday, and it's got press releases from all across the country, a lot of company press releases and media press releases and things like that. But every now and then they put a pretty good article together at the end, which is the feature. And next hour, I'm going to ask you a question. And I'll ask that question after I talk to John in North Carolina. Good morning, John. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Alan.
What's up?
While Hawaii's doing their unconstitutional, immoral, unethical Democrat thing,
yeah.
North Carolina's got open carry, and they're going to hear a bill this year for constitutional carry.
Good. North Carolina's got it right. California,
yeah.
By the way, you're going to have to, they want to pass a bill that you have to pass a background check to buy ammunition.
I think Democrats ought to have to do that.
I think all Democrats have to abide by the laws that they want to regulate us by. What do you think?
I'll tell you what, I treat the law the same way the federal government deals with the law with illegal aliens. When it's convenient, I comply. When it's not, I do what I want.
All right, John. Thank you, buddy. Have a good 4th of July. Okay, the question I'm going to ask, why do you need an AR-15? Or why do you need an AR-15? Or why do you need an AR-15? Or why do you need an AR-15? Get the idea? Get out, stay safe.